Toronto FC on Saturday played to a 1-1 draw with DC United. Now, TFC is best team in the league. DC United is worst team in the league. TFC were on the road. There was some circumstances. You know, three of their players, their three best players, Sebastian Giovinco, Michael Bradley, Josie Altidore, all went to the All-Star game last Wednesday and then had to regroup and get ready for the match on Saturday against DC. It's not a lot, but it's, it takes you out of your training week. It takes you away from your team. It's an extra flight, all those different types of things. It throws you off in your week of preparations. And my eyes told me that it affected the way that those three played on Saturday night. So not only did TFC draw the worst team in the league, but it was also a draw against a 10-man team in DC United, who got the red card just before halftime. They were already up 1-0, and TFC found a second half goal, but weren't able to find a winner. Now, you know, most people, when it comes to MLS, you would say, hey, man, the point on the road is great. Anytime you can get a point on the road, just be happy with it. But I think TFC is in a different spot right now. And you know I cover the team for this station, and I'm going to be doing the play-by-play on Saturday against the Portland Timbers. But when it comes to Toronto FC this season, like, they are on pace to do things that few teams ever do in MLS. And they are kind of on pace to maybe be the best team in MLS history. So with that in mind, you know, any kind of a draw against a last place team feels like a missed opportunity, and it should be viewed that way. And I think you listen to the players and you listen to Michael Bradley, you listen to Coach Greg Vanney, you listen to their other star, Victor Vasquez, talk after Saturday's draw, and you can see the disappointment in this squad. They are essentially the Golden State Warriors of MLS. They are the Los Angeles Dodgers of MLS, whatever you want to call it. This is kind of a super team, and they should be judged that way for whenever they don't get the results that you think they should. Not that they should be hammered for it, but they themselves hold them up to such a high standard that I think the fans should as well. So if they are to be one of the best teams in MLS history, those are draws that can't afford to happen. You think about 2 weeks ago as well against Colorado. That was another match where TFC should have won, and they didn't. But they play the second best team in the East, their biggest opponents in the Eastern Conference, New York City FC, and they blow the doors off them 4-0. It's a strange league, MLS, but I think TFC should have done better on Saturday. We'll see how they go into upcoming Saturday's match against the Portland Timbers, a match you can hear on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, myself and James Sharman on the call for that one Saturday. Pregame starting up at 5 o'clock, kickoff just after 6 o'clock.